Hello, Beauty and Wonderland. Today I will be sharing some folktales about bees and bee myths. Let's get into the podcast episode. The first story, Africa. Bushmen of the Kalahari Desert told this creation story. Bee was a kindly creature. One night, Mantis needed to cross a great flooded river to reach his family and asked Bee for help. Bee offered to carry Mantis on her back. She flew over the raging waters but was beaten down by a strong wind. Bee was dangerously close to the waves when she saw a magnificent flower floating on the water. Bee dropped Mantis onto the flower, fell beside her, and died of exhaustion. When the sun rose, she curled up on the flower, was the first human being Bee sacrificed. One day, Honey Guy flew to visit Bee Town. He demanded that the bees give him a wife. The bees thought about this for a while, but then said no. Honey Guy was very angry, and he'd tell humans where they lived. Ever since when he sees bees passing by, he tells them where to find the bees. Now we're moving on to Brazil's bee myths. This is a myth that tells how bee nests were created. In the beginning, honey was found in huge pots on the ground, and people ate as much as they liked. The gods looked down and were greatly displeased. "Those humans are becoming fat and lazy," they said. The gods commanded the three bees to build honeycomb high in the tall jungle trees. Now people had to work hard to climb up and get honey. In places such as trees and tree trunks. Long ago, elephants did not have trunks. One day, a terrible forest fire swept over the land. To escape the smoke, the honeybees hid inside the elephants' mouths. The elephants roared angrily, and the bees would not come out. The elephant blew so hard their mouths stretched out into trunks in desperation. The elephants breathed in the stinging smoke of the fire, and the bees finally buzzed off. Since then, bees have always built honeycomb in hollow trees because it reminds them of elephant trunks. Australia. Aboriginals have stories about bees passed down from hundreds of years of storytellers. This is a Australian bee myth. One day, Balu, the moon lady, looked down from the sky and saw the honey hunters. They took their axes, split a tree open, and pulled the honeycomb out. She knew the hunters always left a sweet treat behind for her. Sure enough, they put a chunk of honeycomb in the fallen trunk and then left. Balu swept down and put her arm into the tree, but her arm got trapped and she couldn't move. Balu heard a strange noise and turned to see many tiny grass people approaching. They freed her arm so she could return to the sky. To reward their kindness, Balu sends dewdrops to the grass every night. Afghanistan. This tells us the myth about how bees and humans became partners. In the early days, bees lived in hollow trees and they built wax comb to store the honey. They had just enough honey to feed themselves. One day, a human discovered the bees' small factory and decided to build the bees a better one. He made the blue and white boxes, and the bees loved living in them. They had space to store enough honey for themselves and enough honey to store for the human. And finally, for the UK, there is a riddle about bees. Behind the king's kitchen, there is a great vat, and a great many workmen working at that. Yellow are their toes, yellow are their clothes. Tell me this riddle and you can pull my nose. Thank you for listening to Bees in Wonderland. And I hope you have a good day. And please listen to the next episode. Thank you. Goodbye.